Blog Talk Radio.
Great evening, everyone. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Enigmatic Wave Radio. I am your humble host, Queen Enigmatic. Today we're going to do another free-for-all. I'm going to hang out for a while to see if anyone is going to join me. I'm not going to hang out too long, though. After a while, I'm probably going to just, you know, call it a night. I've been doing these free-for-alls for the last couple of weeks, anticipating a new schedule with my co-host. So until then, I'm just going to be rocking these free-for-alls. I'm not sure even what we're going to speak about or talk about today. I did have a couple of thoughts in mind on yesterday on what I wanted to talk about. But I don't know. Maybe someone else will tap in and they will have something else they will want to vibe about. Hey, Tanya. Yeah, we're doing another free-for-all, hon. I really don't have a topic, so we could just pretty much talk about whatever. If you want to start off, you can just let me know how you're doing, by the way. If you want me to unmute you, text me and let me know. I think you got my new number. I think you can still text the old number also. But I just hopped on, really didn't have a topic. Wanted to do a free-for-all. We could just kind of vibe out and talk about anything. I'm sure there's some great, interesting topics to speak about. And my headphones. My headphones are dead. So, willfully, I can be heard this evening loud and clear. It is true that they need to be left in those cases because it will drain. And it looks like it won't even charge, not being in the case. I don't know. But, yeah, that's where we are this evening. So, I'm just going to wait to see if anyone wants to, you know, dialogue. And until then, I'm just going to hang out here for a little while and see what comes of this Hallows, day before Hallows Eve, actually. This is Halloween weekend. Mm-hmm. Halloween weekend. I was thinking about counseling tonight and do the show for Halloween night, but I figured folks would be out with their children doing the trick-or-treat thing, so I just said, I will keep it at today. Yeah. Brianna had a pop-up shop out in Bedford Heights, Tanya. She may not be on tonight, but yeah, she set up a table at this pop-up shop to sell her baskets. It was a nice little dialogue. I mean, it was a nice little networking event, she said. And I don't know where Amber, I don't know where my normal folks at. I know, right? That was nice. That was her first little pop-up shop. So she was pretty excited about that. Yeah, she actually ran into a couple of people that know me. I said, yeah, the city of Cleveland. Mm-hmm. It looks like everybody kind of chilling on this Sunday because my normal folks outside of Tanya is not on tonight. I know, right? I'm a little known in the city. I'm finally getting more people to get used to, more comfortable, whatever you want to say about it. My name, calling me my name, so I guess that's a plus. If I had a few people like could not get used to it, like Again, but hey, that's the fact, you know what I always say about that is that you know how people get married and they change their name? It's the same thing. Hey, Tanya, you want to know the weirdest thing that keeps happening in this house? Is my TV in my office keep turning on. I'm glad it didn't blare out loud, but I'm trying to figure out why it keeps on. But it's on. I know, right? I know. But you know what? This is Halloween season. I, like, for months, like, all through the summer, my office light, like the ceiling light, meaning you have to go behind the TV to turn the ceiling light on that goes to the ceiling fan. I would wake up in the middle of the night and I would wake up in the middle of the night and I'm like, turn that light on. I know Shadow and Mission cannot get behind there and turn that light on, but it stopped. But now the TV comes on. Because I'm looking, I'm sitting here like, what's that light? The doggone TV that came on in the office. I know. I know, right? Maybe I am. Maybe I am tripping, but I think it might be some company up in here. I don't know. But I'm gonna turn it off and see if it cuts back on. If it cuts back on, then I know something. It's off. Turned it off. And I moved the remote way out the way. But, yeah, you know, Tanya, I was talking about. Nope, it's not on a timer. It's not on the timer to go off or on. It just started doing that like the last 2 days. I'll just be sitting here and it just pop on. I barely watch it in here too, so I don't know what that is. And then the Shadow and Mystic not near me to turn the remote on, but the remote, I don't know, girl. It's all on TV. But I'm glad the light situation stopped because that was kind of like, what's going on with the light in the office, but not the TV. But yeah. It was just a light. It was just a light in here. It wasn't a light anywhere else in here. But it is Halloween time. Halloween. But you know what I did want to talk about, Tanya? Remember, was you on the air last week? Can't remember if you were on last. But we were talking about those instances with the Cheesecake Factory and the one dude catching his wife cheating. But it was this guy named Kevin Wesley. He has a show on YouTube, and he had those people come on there that I was talking about to kind of talk, you know, interview them and talk about their video that went viral. But I didn't know that he was in a poly relationship. I guess it's three different types, polyamorous, polygamy, and it's another one. But I guess it's a man with multiple women. Women with multiple men. And then there's another one where there's no commitment, but these people are in a relationship. It's kind of weird. It's like, I don't get that part. I mean, there's no commitment. So you got this guy who probably have multiple women, and then those women got multiple partners, but what's the point in that third one? What's the point in any of them? Because I can't get it. But I didn't know he had a poly. He was in a poly relationship. So he's married to a woman. They have three children. The children are older. And then I guess they brought another woman into the relationship. But then I had saw another video on YouTube, because that's my thing, where this guy was interviewing Omarion, and Omarion was speaking about multiple partners in a relationship. I didn't get to that part because I ended up turning off the interview because the person that was interviewing was kind of annoying. So But I am interested to go back to see what he has to say about multiple partners in a relationship. But that was one thing I really wanted to talk about this week. All right, I'm about to bring you in.
Hey.
How are you?
I've been having like a bad cough, so I really didn't want to, you know, be coughing on air and stuff. No, I wasn't on last week. I don't know about the three different poly relationships. I know I've heard of polygamy and polyamorous.
Okay.
And that's it. Like, polygamy is basically when you, like, what you like the husband and you got a bunch of wives. And then polyamorous is when, like, everybody in a relationship with one another. So, like, everybody
like,
the wives and the husband and the wife. Yeah, so.
Oh, my goodness.
So, now, yeah, that third one I really don't understand either. Like, what's the point if nobody has, like, a commitment? Like, you might as well just say y'all just, everybody just sleeping around.
Yeah, everybody just sleeping around. Which is so crazy. Right. But it's like, I don't understand that. Why even be in any type of labeling of a relationship if you're going to do it that way? Because it's just like you're just sleeping around and kicking it with other people. But I did know this girl, her name was, what was that girl's name? She was on TikTok. She probably still is. I'm just not on TikTok anymore. What was her name? Pandora, I think that was her name. But she was married to two women. And she had, like, one, they both were, like, manly women, though. Neither one of them was feminine. She was the feminine one, and then she had actually, she was married to both of these women.
Okay.
But I'm wondering what type, maybe that fall into that second one that I was describing. But, yeah, I didn't know this guy, Kevin Wesley. When you get a chance, check him out. He kind of cool, but he's posted a video day before yesterday, and he introduced his whole, you know, his wife, both his wives, I guess they both married to him and his children. Like, he got a son, 17, I think, and his two other ones are over 18. But he was saying how different days he spent with different women. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, right, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then I guess on one day they split or whatever, but he sometimes struggled with it because, like, he'll be with one, and then the other one will come, and then, like, maybe they're holding hands, and then when he see that other woman, he take his hand away because he feel like he's cheating, but it's like, dude, you in a two whole relationships with this, with these women. I don't understand. I couldn't do it, of course. But I guess, you know, to each his own.
Right. I'm too jealous. I'm too jealous to be here with anybody. Yeah, it just won't work out for me. But to each his own, you're right.
Yeah,
who am I
and
to
then
judge?
The children's group fine. What'd you say?
I said, who am I to judge, I guess? Like, I really don't know how to speak on that because I mean, I can't tell anybody what to do with their relationship. So, if it works out for them, then that's for them. It ain't for me. But
I guess that is something. But that's interesting. Like, you know, at one point that was just something that you hear in the era religion or whatever lifestyle when the man had multiple wives. Yeah, so it's
like
now
Muslim,
it's
or like something.
Where they have, it's just for the men with multiple wives. I don't think it's for the women with multiple husbands. But, you know, this day,
nothing
is surprising.
It's not, but it's just kind of, it's still kind of weird because it's not common. Because, it was a woman. She was married to her husband. And he was okay with her having a boyfriend. So she had a husband and a longtime boyfriend. And then she had another man. And the husband and that other boyfriend kind of seemed like a little off-putting because she was just too happy to see her third boyfriend or whatever. I don't know. It's just odd. It's
Right. But I guess it's, in other words, it's just an open relationship. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How mm-hmm. some people be in an open relationship, you know, I have this person, but I got this person too. I don't have time for that.
And yeah, I mean, I can see why people may do it because, you know, you don't really want to leave your long-time partner, but you might just want to try somebody else, I guess. I can kind of understand. It's not for me, obviously, but I don't know.
Right.
Because you don't want to lose that person, I guess. You still want to be with that person. Have your cake eaten, basically.
Right, that's basically what that is. Because even, like mm-hmm. he said, he was raised a certain way, but still he was open to this. And then, like, the other person who totally outside, I got tired of listening to them talk after a while, so I really never got mm-hmm. to the point where, why did she do it? Like, the second wife mm. or second one. Because the guy was already married to the first lady with three children. And then it's like they set their children down and talked to them like, okay, this is what we about to do. But I don't know. That's just, I don't know. That's too much something. But the one lady was saying
right.
it brings balance to the relationship. Right. So I can't even fathom it. Like, I can't even understand how a person. But no. Let me tell you what I did. Probably my last relationship, not no probably, mm-hmm. but my last relationship was me and two
Uh-oh.
Different dudes. Yeah. So I was in a relationship with two different dudes. One knew, but the other didn't. So it was like, yeah. So the one guy, he kind of brings it up every now and again when I talk to him. Like, well, it's like, dude, you the one said okay to it. You know what I'm saying?
So why you never told the other guy?
Why I never told it? I guess I just didn't want him to know.
Okay.
Yeah. It was more so like, okay, I'm already in a somewhat relationship with this dude, so you trying mm-hmm. to be in a relationship with me, let's do it. But know that I'm in a relationship with this other dude. So I actually did that. I had
yeah,
no reason
yeah.
why I didn't tell the other guy.
Was you afraid that he wouldn't accept it?
Mm-mm. Probably because I was already in a relationship with him. So when the other person came, it's like, I didn't have to talk to him about it. It's just like, okay, I'm in a relationship with ABC. But DEF mm-hmm. want to be in a relationship, so here's the scenario. So if you cool with it, okay. So he was cool with it. There was no reason for me to tell the other person. maybe okay. that wasn't a one of these type of relationships. Maybe it was just me playing on the other person, I'm thinking.
Yeah, you was a little player.
Yeah, I was a player. And that's crazy. I just realized I was doing that. But it wasn't like I was living with both of them or both of them was living with me. It wasn't that type
right.
of scenario.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't. Sharing a bed and you could have the bed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. She could have the bed Thursday.
Lord.
Heck no. What? Are you serious? Oh, man. And then the children all
that's
in the
funny.
Same household. I know. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. No, that's not for me.
No, that's definitely not. Even if I wanted to be in a relationship with multiple people, I wouldn't do it. Well, more than one or two people. I wouldn't do it like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been what I was doing, like just entertaining two people at the same time.
Right.
Yes. I know, right? But yeah, I wanted to put that out there and get some more feedback, but it looked like it's just you and I hanging out, so I ain't going to hold this show up too much longer. Cause,
yeah.
I know Bree and I don't know what happened to Amber though. But she don't ever talk anyway. I know her people was supposed to come on with her. But
yeah
I definitely appreciate you too. Hi.
So Kyrie was already trying to come and say something. I'm like, I'm on the air, Kyrie. He upset about something. Devlin making him clean up, or I don't know. He's not happy. He said, Daddy said I got to clean up until 9:10. I'm like, I don't know what that means. I honestly just woke up from a nap, so I don't know what's going on in the house.
Messing with Kyrie and leave Kyrie alone. Did he get his V-Bucks? I keep calling him V-Bucks. Kyrie, what's the boy name? JV, I'll be asking for V-Bucks. Robux.
Oh, V-Bucks, yeah, that's for real. I don't know. I have to ask Devlin because you gave him the money?
I sent it to him yesterday.
Okay, I have to. I don't know. I've been so busy this weekend. I've had, like 3 or 4 parties to go to.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay, then.
Yeah, it was my dad's birthday on Friday. Then, you know, Kyrie went to Sky Zone, and then we did the ice cream and cake at the house. And then I went to another birthday party from, like, a family friend. So, yeah, it was it was a lot for me.
You had a nice, cool weekend. Nah, I know that's right. Okay, tired, too. My back been out for a few days.
I noticed yesterday you didn't really work out as much as you usually do.
Nah, my back was killing me, but I did it. It's okay right now. I was trying to see because my Monday, Wednesday, and Friday is when I really turn up. But I know I go with my trainer tomorrow, so I don't know. I'm going to see how I feel in the morning. I may not do no training because that training be a little intense.
What happened to your back?
But I don't know what happened to my back. I'm thinking I may have pulled a muscle. I feel like a muscle spasm because it's like burning. Yeah, it kind of burns.
Mm-hmm.
So I slept on the heating pad last night, all night. So it felt better today, but I've been sitting at this office kind of off and on today. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably chill out. I got some billing to do right now. I'm about to do this quick billing, and then I'm going to turn it in.
Understand
I might give me a little walk in tonight, though, because I kind of got to keep my momentum going. So I'll probably just do a light walk on my treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate you tuning in, hunty.
Yeah, no problem.
Supporting the show as always. I got to get with everybody to get the schedule together, see who's doing what, because I know Hook's kind of been quiet. So that's why I kind of been doing these free-for-alls just to hop on and trying to stay consistent, Tanya. I'm trying to stay consistent because I almost didn't come on.
Yes, you are. Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I've been trying to stay. Thank you. I've been trying to stay consistent. So I'm going to stay on it. But with that being said, I hope you feel better. Drink you a nice cup of tea and enjoy this nice, cool Sunday.
You know what? Tea would sound good.
Yeah. Drink you a nice cup of tea. Get under your blanket. Through that car. It's a little chilly in here right now. I need to probably turn up the heat before I be coughing and crooking.
I know. I don't know why I'm coughing like this. But it's probably because of the weather change. You know, it was hot.
Yeah, the weather change.
Like Friday, it was like 76
it was
degrees.
Hot.
Now it's like
50. Yeah. It was in the 30s a couple of days. Then it got cool. You're supposed to talk about, what they say, rain, snow, Wednesday or something? Which I'm excited about.
I see that.
Yeah, it said rain, snow mix on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. I told Duck we should have cleaned out the garage this past week, because it was warm. And now to put the cars in, but now it didn't happen. So now look at us. We're about to be out here in the snow.
It probably will stick too much. Time do go back from next Sunday, too. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Might want to get that little project done today. Before that, so it won't be too dark. I was just telling Duck I'm about to put half of my house in, well, not half, but probably a quarter of my house in storage.
Oh, the things in, oh, Why?
Yeah, because I got a lot of stuff in this house. I got so much stuff.
Oh,
yeah. House is crazy. And if I, it's just because my apartment is small.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm gonna,
okay.
A lot of this stuff is already packed up as in bins, but I'm about to move all them bins out and make this office my office / business area. Yeah.
Right.
Because I'm working on that before it gets too cold.
Okay.
But yes, now I am about to end the show. I think that is Amber. I think that's Amber. Amber, we about to go, huh? No one tuned in. It's already 30 minutes out anyway. So I appreciate you calling in, Amber girl, and Cash on with you. Tell them I said hey, but I'm about to get up out of here. Who was that? What, really? She like, what, really? You welcome? Yeah, it was just me and Tanya chopping it up for,
hey,
it's only about 35. She said, hey, it's only about 35 more minutes anyway. So me and her had a little chit-chat. So we, y'all got to start being on time, Amber. She said, tell her, hey. Yeah. But thank you anyway, though, Amber. Maybe next Sunday we'll catch you a little earlier, but I'm about to go ahead and hop up off of here. Just got my hair done. Okay, that's cool. All right, Tanya, appreciate you, hon.
No,
maybe
no problem. Have a good Sunday.
Yeah. You have a great rest of the Sunday, too. And I'll talk to Kyrie. Tell Doug to leave Kyrie alone.
Yeah, I'm about to go see what's going on. All right.
Okay, I'll talk to
you. Seem like. All right, bye-bye.
Oh, it's his birthday weekend. Aw. His toys
should
come near a month. I know. Very cool, but that's my little dude. All right. I will talk to you next Sunday. Good night. Have a great one.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.